Well, I greet you in this time of the hour in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our thought of devotion is found in Song of Songs, or like some translations say, Songs of Solomon, here in chapter 2, verse 1 and verse 2. And it reads as follows: I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. Like a lily among thorns is my darling among the young women. Just those two verses. You know, when I read these two verses, it comes to my mind the many occasions that I was present in many gatherings. And then, especially where there is more women than men, but doesn't matter, even with the men, there is a fragrance in the air. Many times when I am in a conversation with someone, there is some odor that is been coming out of the person's clothes. And many times it smells so wonderful that I say, hey, what did you put on, you know, what did you put on yourself today? What kind of deodorant do you use? Because this is very, it smells very nice and beautiful. I just like the smell of it. And then he tell me what it is. Not so long ago, I have the privilege to have here at the mission, a group of women to speak to them. They come and visit the mission from various churches. Some have come from the old age homes and pay the visit, the mission a visit. As they walk into the chapel, I start sensing the smell, the scent they use. Each woman, a different scent on it, and you can smell it. It is in the air. Some of them are so, maybe go overboard with it. You know, you can choke on it. That is so sharp, so strong, and it just fills the air, and you can't smell all the other odors that is hanging around there, because this scent of this woman, as they walk into this chapel, just fill the place. And wow, you get lost in the different smells of the different flavors and scents, and wow. And I just stand still and I inhale it for a while, because some of those scents is familiar. It smells familiar. And then I ask some of the ladies, you know, who wear this, what scent is this and that. And then they was very polite with me, and seeing I am a man, know nothing. You know, interesting, some of the smells are very, very pleasant. Some are very strong. I am a brute man. I like brute. Once upon a time, there was, when I was a child, there was a deodorant called Ego. You don't find it anymore. And then Old Spice. Now, I don't promote this stuff. I'm not a rep for them. But they smell very, very, very pleasant. And between Old Spice and Brut am I. But when I read this portion, it reminds me of those fragrances that we smell. Because what Solomon wants to tell us is something awesome. And I want to share it in a nutshell with you in this hour of the day. I don't know where you find yourself, but welcome that you listen to me. Here in verse 1, he say, I am a rose of Sharon, a lily of the valleys. When he talk about that, it actually refers to Christ as the rose of Sharon. Now, there in Jerusalem, in Israel, or let me say not in Jerusalem, but in Israel, is there a valley? A valley called Sharon. They call it the Valley of Sharon. It is a slope where you can look at all the beautiful flowers that is been planted there. And that slope is, when there's nothing planted there, it looks very ugly and dry, and it's not pleasant to look at. So what the Israelites do, the people of Israel, they plant these roses there. So that when you pass that valley and that slope, it don't look so ugly. It has a nice scenery of roses. It is not barbed wired in. It is not, you know, blocked off for nobody to see. No, it is for everybody to see. It is available for everybody, and everybody can stop and just smell the roses. And the rose of Sharon, that particular rose that has been planted there, is a symbol, like Solomon wanted to convey to us, talk about Christ, talks about that rose that is always with his children, that God is, or Christ is, always with them, that he is always more than enough. That fragrance that he give off, that comes from that rose. Talk about a place of excellence. It is there in the field, it's there in the plain, where the beauty and the fragrance of it can be enjoyed. Yes, it is not locked up like many of our gardens are locked up because we don't want people to come in or dogs and come and mess it up. No, it is for everybody to see the beauty, to smell the fragrance of that. And when he say that, I am not just a rose of Sharon, I am as well the lily of the valley. And the lily is white. There are many other colors, but I like the white one. It talks about its whiteness, its purity, and its sweetness. It means, listen to this, it means it is in the valley. The valley talks about the low places. It talks about to be humble. It talks about Christ's humility. He is lowly of heart. This is what he wants to convey to us here in verse 1. The character of Christ, of this rose. And many times we hear it, that we hear the song, the rose of Sharon. He is fairer than the lilies of the fields or as of the valleys, because he is lowly and meek, and he is sweet, and he is gentle, and he is humble. And the fragrance that comes off from him in his dealings with men and women and with people is something that you can adore and something that you can enjoy. And it is a place where you want to sit and rest in his shadow and just inhale that sweetness and that pleasantness and that atmosphere that comes from him. That's awesome. And I believe many of us who listen to me now has once upon a time smell a rose. Many times I believe not just roses, flowers as well, and the fragrance. Oh, you just found yourself in another world. But then he continues. He say in verse 2, like a lily among thorns is my darling among the young women. Now he talk about, and he turn to his bride. He turned to his darling, his beloved. It is like the bridegroom say, I am the rose of Sharon. Now he turns to his bride and say, but you, my woman, you, my darling, are like a lily among the thorns. You are like a lily. You are not a lily. You are like a lily. In other words, he wants to convey nearly the same truth, to say that if the bridegroom is the lily and his bride is like a lily, there is something that the bride have to spread just like the bridegroom, that the fragrance that comes from the bride must be the same as from the bridegroom, because he is the lily. And his bride, that is the children of God, is like a lily. Listen to that. You are like a lily. And like that lily is like the lily, with its sweetness, with its brightness, with its humility, with its lowly of heart and sweetness, and that characteristics that belongs to the bridegroom that I portray. To whom do the lily portray that? He say, among the thorns. You are like a lily among the thorns. And he talk about the thorns. Thorns is the opposite of lilies. Thorns is things that hurt you. It pinches you. It can wound you. He say there are many people among the young women who are thorns. You are not a thorn, you are a lily, or like a lily. You have the beauty of the lily. You have the garment of the lily. You have the comfort of the lily. You resemble and you are conformed to the lily of the valley among thorns. It means the way we act, the way we live, the way we speak, the way we talk, the way we look, the way we dress will be appropriate that suits a lily that belongs to the lily of the valley. Awesome. Awesome. You see, the thorns choke the good seed. The thorns choke the lilies. It hurts others. It gossip. They are noxious. That's the word. Where the lily do not hurt others. Where the lily do not turn into thorns. I am a lily, and I want to stay a lily in my purity and show forth the character of Christ, who is the rose of Sharon and the lily of the valley. If I can ask you in this hour of the day, who are you? What is the kind of fragrance that you spread? Is that a pleasant fragrance, an odor that I've been released through my daily walk among people, through my attitude and my actions and the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart and the way I look and the way I deal with people? Or is it a wild thing? May you have a look at this moment at yourself and maybe answer this question. Am I a lily, or like a lily, or am I a thorn? Oh, because the lilies of the valley, those who belong to the lilies, is like a lily, will show forth the same characteristics of the lily of the valley. The thorns cannot do that. Their odor is, you don't want to smell it. And if you know what I'm talking about, it's like Kakipos. It stink. It's not pleasant to be with. May God give you insight and the revelation of this truth as you lay your head down at this time of the day. As you're going home or going to work, wherever you found yourself, remember, if you belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, you are like a lily among the thorns. May God bless you. Amen.